We have two of our roses and we have our escort of the year. We have the escort of the year, Shane McHugh, in studio with us from Galway. We've got Katie McAteer, who's the Donegal rose, and we have the Perth rose, Olivia Duffy. Good morning to the three of you, and thanks so much for joining us in the programme this morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Jerry.
How are you all after the night before? Is, I suppose, the first question. Olivia, I'll start with you. How did you feel it went? What was it like?
It was absolutely incredible. I mean, we've been building up to this for quite a while, and I think all of us agreed that moment on stage was surreal. You know, it's gone within the blink of an eye, but it's just been incredible. And it was lovely to have everybody there, like all our family, friends, all our communities supporting us, and just to bring everyone back together. So it's just been incredible.
Yeah, a huge...
Especially with the festival not being able to go on for, you know, a few years due to COVID. It's great. It's kind of, it's an extra special one, I think, bringing everyone back together.
A big return for everybody. Yeah. How was the Sports Academy? I mean, you obviously you've seen it in the Dome so many years, but how did you feel that went?
It's a fantastic facility. I mean, it's very, you know, it's easily accessible, and, you know, everyone was able to, you know, manoeuvre around it very easily, and very comfortable, very spacious.
How comfortable or uncomfortable were you when you were just about to go on a scale of 1 to 10?
On a scale of that's a good question, Jerry. I think if anyone was listening to me backstage, I was very quiet. You know, when you're going on and you're representing, I'm representing Perth and Western Australia, my family, my friends, my sister Rose's. So I was quite, you know, if I said I wasn't nervous, I think I'd be telling a big fib. I was quite nervous. I was excited but very nervous because everyone wants to do their best.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like that we've all followed the festival, so to be, you know, at that point wearing the sash representing your community,
it hits you and says, I'm about to go on stage, and the roses are truly the cameras, the lights,
and then once you're on stage and you see all the faces and everyone cheering you on and all the encouragement that you get, it's so heartwarming. Your heart feels very full.
Unreal. And Dahi, excellent at making you relaxed on stage and helping you through it.
We had some rehearsals today, and he makes everyone feel so comfortable, and it's wonderful when you're on stage because it's quite daunting, especially if you're, you know, a person that wouldn't be used to talking
or having
those experiences. He really just makes you feel like you're having a nice chat with himself.
Have you had a big reaction from Perth, from Australia?
I have. I've had all my friends over there tuning in before they go to work. I think it was 4 a.m, so they're all up bright and early. My hometown in Oldcastle County Meath, everyone was tuning in. And all the messages and well wishes, I think all of us haven't really had a chance to check our phones.
The socials are going crazy, as they say.
It kind of captures, I suppose, how special the festival is and how many lives it can touch.
Yeah. Katie McAteer, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in to us. How did you feel it went? What was it like as an experience for you last night?
It was very surreal. It's like the whole week and a half on the tour and the lead up to it, and then next thing you're there and you're on the stage. And I think the rehearsals definitely put you at ease. And then when you're on stage and you can see like the flags and the banners and you can see your face everywhere, it does settle you in. You do just realise it's a chat at the end of the day, and it's more relaxed than you're kind of building it up to be all day.
Yes.
It was good. Yeah. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. And that experience of being there, being on the stage in front of the lights, your family there, you're thinking about Rathmullen, your home, all of that. What was that like?
Yeah, you kind of go like, I can't look for them because you might get like overwhelmed or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was unreal, and you really like, I really felt the support when I was up there, and even from like all the other roses and all the escorts, and then knowing that the roses that we'd sat with in the green room all evening, like the way we'd all reacted for the other girls, like, you know, you have all their support while you're on stage too.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone wants to do everything well. Yeah. How has the week been for you? Since it's the whole experience, I suppose.
Unreal. I've honestly the time of my life, and I don't know how I'm going to go home.
Yeah. Back to normal living.
And it's like, it's such a good way of seeing Ireland, but also to see, like, to meet so many people in different counties, to see everything that the different counties have to offer. We've done so much that you nearly forget the day after what you'd done the day before.
Yes.
But it's just been unreal. And meeting the girls, like, I'd say by the night one, it was like we'd all met each other years ago.
Yeah.
We just all bonded so quickly.
Yeah.
And everyone, like, we've had so much support throughout it, all the chaperones, like, everyone's there to put their arm around you if you need it. And everyone always, like, someone's always there to get the crack going. So it's been unreal.
You work in, you study journalism, you work in public relations, social media. It must be fascinating to see that side of it.
It is, actually.
You know.
It's nice to be on the other side of it.
Yes.
It can be a bit daunting because you know you're always on both sides.
Yeah.
But no, it's been unreal and it's been such a good experience in that way. And I've definitely learned a lot that I can take with me professionally going forward.
Yeah, from the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Shane, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Sherry.
Tell me, first of all, how and why did you decide to become an escort?
Yeah, so I suppose the path to Tralee for me was somewhat different to most guys who would be considering becoming an escort.
Yeah.
In that it kind of began with tragedy. So a very good friend of mine passed away last November, age 24, from leukemia.
Right.
And he often said in passing that he would like to be an escort. You know, he often said, you know,
do you know,
those
one
guys,
of these days, one of these years,
yeah.
I'm going to go for that.
Those guys down in Kerry seem like they have great crack. Why don't the two of us apply? Surely one of us will get it. So in March, I seen an advertisement looking for escorts. And I said, do you know what? This is a way to honour Connor's legacy.
What's his name?
Connor what?
Connor Nally.
Was his name, yeah. So I just thought this is the perfect way to honour his legacy. So I entered it, never thinking that I was even going to be selected, never mind to take home the title. I don't see it as a win for myself. It's very much a win for his legacy and for his family who were in MTU last night.
Yeah. Very special moment for them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And when you're going, you don't get into the escort. You go there to have the crack, obviously,
absolutely,
and the experience.
Yeah, 100%.
You don't. Maybe not even like when you talk about the rose. Everyone knows the rose of Tralee. There will be one rose crown.
Yes.
You don't go into it thinking I'm going to win the escort of the year.
No, not at all. And in
or
fact,
I want to win the escort.
And
of
in
the
fact,
year.
That's the attitude that every escort who does go into it should not have. The title of Escort of the Year, it is a tremendous honour.
Yeah.
But it is only a symbol. You know, the 32 other guys there were every bit as qualified, as capable, as, you know, as suitable for the role. You know, and really it came down to a few simple little things, which is very hard to point out.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all about
the intangibles that's hard to point out.
One thing that I'd say to anyone, you know, people would be asking me, how was your experience? How is this? How is that?
Yeah.
The magic of Tralee is very, very difficult to put into words.
Yeah.
There is no singular expression that you could use to say, well, this is what my experience was like.
Yeah. You have to live through it.
You have to live through it. So on that note, I would say to any guys who are listening, just go for it.
Yeah.
You know, go for it. Throw your hat into the ring. You'll have a great time.
How was the boot camp? I saw the video last night, and at the start of it, I said, this isn't the boot camp. You were just having barbecues all the time. It's like, is there going to be any running or exercise? But then it came in.
You know, I think the overall goal of boot camp was to turn sads of turf into diamonds. I'm not sure in my own case whether they achieved that or not, but it was brilliant. It was a really good opportunity to break the ice with the other guys.
Yeah.
In advance of the festival.
Yeah. You were in West Kerry.
As a Galway man, I seen parts of Kerry I never even heard of.
Who existed?
You know, so that was fantastic, and the warmth of welcome that we received everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, like and just on that, like the Tralee, this was my first time ever in Tralee as such during the festival.
Yeah.
And it completely surpassed my expectations in terms of the crowds, in terms of the general support that would be on the street.
Yes.
Like it's absolutely incredible. And, you know, the crowds are there for a reason. They're there as an endorsement to a festival that celebrates highly talented, highly capable women, you know, representing their areas. We have Katie from Donegal, we have Olivia from Perth, two perfect examples. And I would be, I think at the minute, one of the most unenviable jobs has to be a judge.
Who's going to win? Who's going to judge and decide which one
is the... Absolutely.
Yeah.
It has to be one of the most difficult jobs.
Okay.
Because,
stay with me. We're going to talk a bit more. If you have any views on how you felt last night went, on Shane and the escorts and the job that they do, we want to hear from you on Kerry today. We'll have more with our panel of Two Roses and the Escort of the Year after we take these.
Kerry Today on Radio Kerry.
Brought to you in association with KWD Recycling, collecting waste and recycling at your door.
You're listening to Kerry Today, just coming at 25 minutes past 10. We have Donegal's Rose, Katie McAteer, in studio is here the Perth Rose, Olivia Duffy, and we have Shane McHugh, the Escort of the Year. So I'm going to put you on the spot, Katie. I'll start with you. Did you vote for Shane?
Yeah.
She hesitated.
I actually can't even remember now. I know that I voted for my own escort first.
Oh, yes, of course. I think I did. So were you delighted when it happened? How have you found the whole escort support during the week?
It's been unreal. You don't really know what to expect. You don't know what to expect coming into it, and until you're in it, you get it.
Yes.
But no, it's been class. Like, my escort has been really supportive, really good. If I need a can of Monster, I get a can of Monster. It's unreal. Like, just, they're so on the ball. They all are. They're all so lovely, and all of them are there. Like, anytime you turn around, someone's there. Like, I'll take your bag, I'll do this. So, and they're so supportive. And every time we leave the hotel or get off the bus, they're all clapping and cheering.
Yes.
And like, you are going into some overwhelming situations and there's loads of people.
Yeah.
So whenever there's people there and they're like really egging you on, like, it is good.
Yeah.
So,
and good. Olivia, did they make it easier for you to do, like, you ask, what does the Rose of Tralee do? All the different events. Again, you can't explain it till you go through it, but right, you're being assessed and judged.
Yep.
And they make it easier for you to be yourself, I suppose, and be nice and calm. And
yeah, exactly. Like, as Katie said, just the support that you get off them is phenomenal. And going in, like, some situations, they can be overwhelming. Not in a bad sense, you know.
Sure.
You have so many people cheering you on, and, you know, when that support really hits you, it's so, I don't know, it's so heartwarming that it can be overwhelming. And then just to have somebody there to ground you in those situations is very important. And, yeah, as Shane has done an incredible job, like, just have wonderful people around you.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're getting
to share the festival with as well.
Yeah, we're getting lots of congratulations in here. Best of luck, Olivia. You're doing Oldcastle proud up Meath.
Oh, thank you.
A Meath listener to us this morning. Congratulations to winning escort Shane from Trina Kennedy, the Ohio Rose Bud. Shane was escorting the Ohio Rose and was also so lovely to Trina too. And best of luck, Olivia. You're doing County Meath proud. A lot of Meath listeners coming into us on the programme this morning. If you have a view for us on that and on their performances, get touch. Shane, can I ask you, look, that experience of it now, it's coming down to it now, it's night two of the Rose selection, huge viewership, huge numbers, there's Roses there who are seriously nervous going into tonight. In the back of their minds, they probably think, oh my God, maybe I'll be the Rose.
Yeah.
What's your view on where we stand now, one night to go?
Well, I think, you know, as I said, one of the most unenviable jobs is that of a judge, you know, to pick out one singular one. I think any girl, you know, any of the Roses that takes the crown is a suitable candidate.
Yeah.
You know, there was an intense selection process, which the girls could speak further on. You know, so there was a rigorous, and they've all shown their strengths throughout the tour and indeed throughout the festival.
Yes.
So to any of them, they would all be worthy winners.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And one of the Roses, maybe one of the two in studio here, will be
absolutely
taking the crown from Sinead Flanagan.
Absolutely.
Very important, I suppose, even for all three of you, that, you know, there's been this two and a half year gap.
Yeah.
And that the festival worked well this year.
Yeah.
And that it brought it back and continued on the tradition, because a number of things haven't survived the pandemic.
Yeah.
So that was important. Shane, I'll start with you on that it's...
Yeah, well, I suppose, so, like... The longevity of the Rose of Tralee speaks to, you know, speaks volumes in the sense of the support that there is out there for this festival, you know, and the perception of what it actually is when you understand what it actually is all about, which is a celebration of woman, of Irish womanhood representing their areas.
Yeah.
You know, it has gone marvellous, and to see the society reopening, to see the welcome back after a 2 year hiatus courtesy of COVID, you know.
Yeah.
It is remarkable to see, you know, as you said, so many things fell by the wayside as a result of COVID, but the Roses, it's a good year for the Roses.
Yeah. And Katie, have you felt that, the crowds that are out here, the buzz you're getting, people just so happy to see it back in Tralee?
Yeah, there's such a buzz, and everywhere we went, every county we went, there was such a buzz, and then when we got to Tralee, it really, really took off. And everyone's so happy to have it back. And, like, for ourselves as well, like my whole family were all there together last night, and we all haven't been in the one room in so long because
of
COVID and because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
And it's so nice to see everyone in big crowds and not wearing masks and just actually being able to see people's facial expressions and hug people and not have to think about it. And there's such a nice buzz.
Have you found the same, Olivia, that thing of like chance for family and friends to get together for the first time in almost 3 years?
Yeah, definitely. This is my first time back in Ireland since leaving to go to Perth, so it's been quite a special journey for myself. But just as Katie said, you know, seeing everyone just around the country, all the tours that we've been going on, I think, as Shane said, the hiatus we've had, we've kind of learned to live in a virtual world. Everything's been done through screens and social media.
Yeah.
And it's very important that we keep that, you know, human connection, the face-to-face values. So having the festival back, and you can feel like the atmosphere out in Tralee and all the places that we visited, everyone's just, there's just this incredible, you know, atmosphere. Everyone, it brings everyone together, brings the community back together, and then it celebrates everyone, not just us Roses, but, you know, our Irish pride, like the fantastic communities we have and everyone around us.
And
I think if you look at the lineup this year, where the Roses represent, it displays one very key message, and that is that the festival is actually a celebration of the diaspora.
Yes.
You know, the festival is so effective at reuniting the diaspora. Like, one of the key benefits for me, I guess, and one of the really enjoyable things that I take away from the festival is the knowledge now that I have a couch almost every corner of the world that I can crash on.
And you'll be going to all of them.
I'll be going. I'll try and
you're
stop.
You're not just saying, oh, I'll see you.
I'll be going.
You'll be there. You actually will be there.
Absolutely.
Best of luck, Katie. We love Rathmullen. We often had a drink in the Whitehead pub in Rathmullen, your relations, Pádo.
Yeah.
So there you go. There you go. Fantastic. Lots of people getting in touch. Guys, look, you're looking forward to it. You can relax now. Tonight you can sit back and take the pressure off. You're looking forward to that element of a Katie, I'd say.
Yeah, big time. Like yesterday, it's such a build up all day. Like, you are kept busy getting your hair and makeup and everything done, but it is such a build up, and now it's so nice to be able to just go there and chill and watch the rest of the girls and like support them, because they looked like they were having a really good crack in the audience. So I'm excited for that part.
Yeah, that'll be brilliant. Same to you, Olivia. You're looking forward to tonight.
100%. Even like when we were backstage, you know, and seeing all our other Rose sisters out, we felt like, you know, proud mammies when we saw like the camera flashing on them, and, you know, vice versa. It's great. And as Shane said, it's like that friendship that you just build so quickly.
Yeah.
That you just can't describe. I don't think you can get it anywhere else, only at the Rose of Tralee Festival.
Yeah.
So yeah, very proud of everyone. And yeah, that's the special thing about it. Everyone is, you know, rooting for everyone else and encouraging everyone else to go. So it'll be fantastic.
Okay, guys, well, listen, well done. Well done on last night, Shane. Well done to you as well. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you'll no doubt be, they'll have to have a parade for you in June now when you go home.
I tell you something. What, after the events of July 24th in Crow Park,
we gave you a national title compensation.
The biggest prize for me is being able to go home and say that I managed to take something off Kerry this year.
Up until the 58th, 55th minute or so, we were in serious trouble in that game, so it came down to it. But listen, congratulations again and well done.
Thank you very
and
much.
We'll see you again and enjoy tonight.
Thank you very much.
Great
Thank
stuff.
You.
That's
Thank
brilliant
you.
Stuff. That's the escort of the year for the Rose of Tralee. The man from Toom who was able to take a national title out of Kerry, Shane McHugh. We also had Donegal Rose there, Katie McAteer, and Perth Rose, Olivia Duffy. Well done again. If you have views on that, views on the festival itself and the return of the Rose of Tralee this year, then get them into us. Lots more on the way on Kerry today after we take these.